AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The House has ejected a speaker for the first time in history, and the next step is unclear.
One thing is clear.
We got to elect a new speaker.
It won't be Kevin McCarthy.
I will not run for speaker again.
And after engineering McCarthy's ouster, Matt Gaetz doesn't want the job himself.
Absolutely not. I have no desire to be speaker.
So who should it be? Gaetz floated the man who, until yesterday, was the House's number two Republican.
I think the world of Steve Scalise. I think he'd make a phenomenal speaker.
That came hours after Scalise argued on the House floor to not break GOP momentum by ousting McCarthy.
This isn't the time to slow that process down.
In another sign of GOP disarray, there is no obvious successor. McCarthy Lieutenant Patrick McHenry is essentially the acting speaker until a new one is chosen. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump says he will be back today to observe his civil fraud trial in New York.
After a post on Donald Trump's social media with disparaging remarks about the judge's law clerk taking a photo with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and talking about it with reporters.
You saw what was just put out about Schumer and the principal clerk. That is disgraceful.
The judge issued a limited gag order on all parties, and Schumer's camp issued a statement saying, "This pathetic post is ridiculous, absurd, and false. Senator Schumer does not know the law clerk." This activity overshadowed the prosecution's questioning of Trump's longtime accountant, who testified the Trump Organization supplied the numbers for financial statements. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Police are searching for suspects after five people were wounded in a shooting at Morgan State University in Baltimore. Investigators say four men and one woman suffered non-life-threatening injuries. This is AP News. The Biden administration is taking aim at the fentanyl trafficking threat, announcing a series of indictment and sanctions against Chinese companies and executives blamed for importing the chemicals used to make the deadly drug. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department charged eight companies based in China and 12 of their executives for crimes related to the production, distribution, and importation of fentanyl, other synthetic opioids, methamphetamines, and their precursor chemicals.
Senior administration officials are set to visit Mexico, whose cartels are part of the global trafficking network. And Pope Francis has opened a big meeting on the future of the Catholic Church. He says the church is in need of repair to make it a place of welcome for everyone. Francis presided over a solemn mass in St. Peter's Square to formally open the meeting. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.